Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how great marketing generates sales. As I said yesterday, at the end of the show, marketing for regular people was unattainable until around 2009, 2010. You had a choice of print marketing, radio, or television. And it was crazy expensive. It was unreachable and unattainable for regular people like us. And so everything changed from a marketing standpoint from 2010 till now-ish. Mm-hmm. Maybe there was some opportunity before that, mostly because of Facebook.
I think people are still using those billboards along the freeway. I just thought about it. I don't even notice them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still a thing?
It is a thing.
Okay.
It is, and I think it is what it is.
What?
No, I mean signage. I think we did a show recently about putting a sign on your land. It really works, but there's no replacement for Facebook marketing to a very specific group or a specific zip code about a piece of property that you have. And I don't care if I'm just going to say Central Arizona. That property's good for fill in the blank, mm-hmm. recreation, building a cabin, taking your dune buggy or sand rail, or whatever. And I think those specific groups are extremely isolated and quantified, especially when they're geography based. And it's Facebook. You know, we have an incredible amount of success both with Facebook marketing, Facebook backend business marketing, and Facebook marketplace, as do a tremendous number of our members. And I also think, and I know, that the way the MLS is now, the multiple listing service, used to be in a book, like a phone book, and it would come out every month. And you would find out way after the fact if a property was sold or not sold. But selling property on the MLS or places like Zillow or Land and Farm is extremely affordable for people like us. And you hit the right people.
Sweet.
Before we get into it, we did really pretty much right then. Let's take a question posted by one of our members. On landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Jessica asks, hi, I mailed a row of parcels owned by different members of one family. One by one, I've received three contracts now. Two parcels are side by side, and I'm going to sell them as a package. The third parcel is separated from the other two by one vacant parcel. Would you attempt to sell these three parcels together or just sell the third lot separate by itself? Thanks. I know what I would do.
Go ahead.
I would mark them individually and then also say as a package. It's two in the description. Like I would put each one and have three different postings, a little bit unique photos, make them look a little different from the views. And then I would say in the posting, by the way, this is one of three available. Here's the one directly next door. And then here's the one over here too. And just like have a visual showing all three parcels and let them know it's priced this way for a single, this way for a double. And if you want all three of them, this price. And it should go down. The more they buy, it should be a little bit less to entice someone to go, I'll just buy all three.
Perfect synopsis.
Thank you.
All right, I couldn't agree more. I will tell you this, in my however many years and 16,000 deals, I have never, ever, in a single circumstance, made more money because I consolidated property. Never. If you buy these properties right, you're going to sell them individually to three happy people. Is it going to be harder? Yeah. Are you going to make more money? Yep. Sometimes twice as much. This notion of consolidating property goes back to, I can almost tell exactly how old you are if you believe that you should go to the county and say, I have five properties in five separate APNs. I'd literally like to consolidate them all, mm-hmm. have one APN, because I'm going to do X with the property.
I think she just wanted to sell them as a package, she said, not necessarily the APNs.
But this brings up the bigger point here. This consolidation of property is for farmers, developers. You know, it's almost always better. Somebody went and did all the work to split it already. We have people that are running around in our group, me included, actually, right now, picking places to send mail because I know we can split it and split it easily. There's hordes and hordes of money to be made in splitting properties up easily and quickly when the county's open to that idea and has a program for it. So selling property together No, Jessica, I'm not picking that up.
Make it available.
Selling property together, it's easier, but you know, there's a reason that the price per acre for a 500 acre property is really low, and the price per acre for a half acre property and right next to it is extremely high. And the reason is there's more people with $50,000 than there are $5 million.
So, how is this different from what I said?
It's not.
Okay, good.
It's not. It's just, I'm just talking about the 35,000 foot view about consolidation. And sure. I'll tell you where, you know what?
No, don't market them as three. Don't market as a three pack.
There were a couple of comments below Jessica's here where very inexperienced, uninformed people on Land Investors were saying, you should consolidate it and having a bigger property is better. And I've just turned 110. Congratulate me.
No, like I said, you'll make more money. If you sell them, if you want to get rid of them all as three, make it available, but it will be less expensive. You make less money.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's easier and you can move on.
Today's topic, great marketing generates sales. This is the meat of the show.
Did I make you mad?
Not at all.
Okay.
No. Not
mad at all. I can't tell if you're,
that's,
if you're,
you know,
like,
what? I have a peeve about that topic.
Oh, the topic made you mad.
It's like, I don't know, what are the peeves that you have about some stuff?
Oh, I got several. I'm staring at three of them right now.
Go ahead.
Just kidding.
What are they?
I'm joking.
You're staring at three. Let's hear it.
I'm totally joking.
I don't mean peeves in life. I mean real estate peeves.
Oh, like, I'm sorry. Okay.
Like, there's just misconceptions out there about stuff. And consolidating property is one of them.
Well, I'll tell you what. When you want to hear, I'll give you one peeve, and it's an insight to our show on Friday. Smart questions versus you didn't do your research questions.
Yeah.
And I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, we have a topic coming up on Friday that Jill and I both have a lot to say about.
How many times, are we into the meat of the show now?
Yeah.
Okay. Even though I'm sidetracking just a second here. How many times, like, we communicate with our whole office and our each other and via Teams. We're all Microsoft 365 and Outlook and all that. So it's amazing. It doesn't happen anymore, but it used to a long time. Like, I'd be training a new person. Maybe I hired somebody, and they're directly reporting to me. And this was a quick little pass-fail test for them. They don't know it, but there was a test. They'd ask me a question. I wouldn't answer it yet. And then 20 minutes later, it would be like, oh, never mind, I got it. Okay, you should have done that first. And that ties into Friday. You should have, don't ask me the, I can't turn my computer on, my whatever it is. Why don't you Google it or YouTube it, spend a few minutes on it. Don't pull me out of what I'm doing because you can't get it right now. Now, two of us are wasting time on this. You got this. And so anyway, that ties into Friday.
Don't get me started.
I know. We have a lot. That'd be funny. Okay, so this topic for me is what we were talking about the other day. If you're doing everything right in your marketing, you're not doing a lot of selling. That's the goal for me anyway. I don't want to be on the phone talking to somebody or anyone on my staff, talking someone into a property. It's the last thing you want to do. If you're having to talk someone into buying a property, it's probably not the right fit. What you should be doing is a couple questions. The only calls you should make are usually something you forgot in the posting, which you need to go back and add, like, oh, shoot, I didn't put what the taxes are each year. I can add that in. That's a very valid question. Or something about, you know, what's, you know, who knows, like a basic thing like that. Or you should be answering the phone saying, you want to wire the money instead of paying the credit card fees?
Yep.
We're all on the same page there. Okay, yes, here's what we're going to do. Or you want to go see it on Tuesday? Well, call me before you get in the car because it's first come, first serve. I'm not going to hold it for you. So just let me know and make sure. Or if you see the posting up, you know it's still available and you could head out there on Tuesday if you want to and look at it. What you shouldn't be doing is, you know, really a lot of, oh, the area is great and the creek, you know, and they can look all that up and figure that out themselves. And just general selling, you know. Also, too, how much money do you have to spend? Okay, well, we could do, you could buy 10 acres over here. I've got this over here. And then you're really talking them into something they don't want. That's all the stuff you don't want to do. You should have a really good posting that instantly pulls people in. You should have a great title that accurately describes quickly what it is, where it is, and the stellar attribute. And then your lead photo should showcase that attribute. It's got a waterfall, there's a big cliff, there's, look at this view, or it's on the water. Oh my gosh, you have your own, you know, you could build a dock right here if you want to, or look at this great spot to put your cabin, something like that. And then they're gonna click on it, read through. If they're the right person, they're gonna fall in love with it, and there's not a lot of talking. So that's, can I keep going? Do you mind?
No, I love it, okay. Especially there's not a lot of talking part.
Oh, okay. So that's the marketing of your actual posting, right? But then I think what the point of the show today, as I kind of got a little sidetracked on that, was now you've got the great posting, you did it great and everything, you got to get in front of the right people. That's the next point. And I'm gonna let you talk about that and how you use Marketplace. And
back in my day, sales and marketing were just that. Sales and marketing, sales and marketing, sales and marketing. Everybody said, well, go to sales and marketing for that. And they're completely separate things. They probably were back then too. And they certainly are now. The fastest way to fail at marketing is to attempt to use what I call no money upfront marketing. Here's a few examples. You bought a piece of property, maybe you bought your primary residence and you want to sell it, and you call a real estate agent, they come over and after they put their hairspray on in their car and everything, they get out of the car and walk in and they say, well, we're going to do...
They flip on their high heel shoes. They take off their flip-flops and put on their high heel shoes. Got it.
And they go down and go up to your house and sit down in your kitchen, and your husband refuses to sit down and talk to a real estate agent, so he's in the backyard doing something. So you have to deal with the whole thing yourself. You're signing up, listing your house with the real estate agent for no money. It's no money up front. It's not the right way to do it. Let's say you go on your Instagram and you say, I'm going to sell my house, and it's a completely wrong audience. It's all the people you went to high school with or whatever. This is all no upfront marketing. The flip side is putting out a television ad to sell your house is not going to work. It's just a too wide of an audience. So what you want to do, great marketing starts with upfront cost marketing, and you do that in the back end of Facebook, the business Facebook. And I'm not talking about posting a little thing on your thing with all the high school people, not that. Or posting it in the groups that you're in because you're into basket weaving. I'm talking about taking a look at a piece of property, whether it's your house or a piece of land that you have, and looking at the attributes, like Jill said, this is all after Jill's content that she just described is complete, and saying, look, if you're a prepper, and by the way, I'm not gonna send this ad to anybody but preppers in these five zip codes or this county, and they have identified themselves as that. It's not that Facebook has said, oh, this guy's a prepper. They've identified themselves along the way as, yeah, I'm interested in prepping, or I'm interested in sand rails. I have three. And very specifically marketing this property to them. And your content says that this is sand rail property. This is perfect for sand railing. And here's why. And here's some pictures and here's a drone video of people doing it in the area nearby. You will sell that property that day. And it costs Facebook marketing. And I'm not talking about marketplace. I wish they would have called it something different. Back end of business Facebook marketing, I think we spend, and I'm not exaggerating here, $10 or $12 a day on it with huge, huge success. Upfront marketing. So what, you have to run that for a week, maybe spend $100 to sell a $20,000 or $30,000 piece of property. The inhibition for people to spend even a dollar in this internet age that we're in for anything cracks me up. We have been so conditioned that everything is free that even when it costs $5 or $8, we don't do it. So if you want to sell a piece of property, Facebook marketing and Facebook Marketplace, which I actually think is free, but I think you have to get in there and work it real hard, is the absolute way to go. Your sales will be automatic. And then you've got to have a phone number in there and an email address or whatever they allow, and you've got to answer the phone and be available, and then sell. That's the title. Great marketing generates those sales or sales opportunities. So I don't want to start sound preachy on this, but it's so frustrating because sales, I bet 50-60% of the questions that we deal with and the topics we deal with are sales, not what I think is real important, which is data and getting mailers out and managing all that and acquisitions. I think acquisitions are, we're going to get to that tomorrow, actually. Metrics on how people gauge their businesses and how they, and I have a lot to say about that too. Acquisitions are infinitely more important than sales will ever be, because you've got a great acquisition at a great price and you've got a little marketing system that I just described, it's going to sell that day.
Touche. Happy you could join us today. Monday through Friday, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called There's No Such Thing as a Failed Mailer. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. You just let me go off today.
I did. You had a lot of good stuff to say. Why would I mess with that?
Because the word sales in there. You're like all sales.
Well, the point was, if I, what was the title again? It was good marketing.
Exactly. So you're off, well, thinking about
up.
Something else.
Scroll up. Hang on a second.
What was the title?
Yeah, great marketing generates sales.
What? We're doing
it's not a podcast today? It's not sales. It's marketing. Okay. And I already covered my topic. I said, you know, if you did it right.
I'm just teasing you.
You're not doing much selling. That's the whole point. Make it easy on yourself and weed out those people. That's where I'm at.
Hard sales is dead.
What'd you say?
Hard sales, when we were kids.
Cold calling and all that.
And just
there's people still trying
something.
To do that. I don't know why they're doing that. I see it all the time, even in our space. People are like, I'll get you X amount of leads here from social media.
Wow, really?
And you could, not kidding. Cold call.
I don't get that.
Am I going to cold call somebody and say, buy this property or buy anything? That's the craziest thing.
It's insulting to
them. I know.
Insulting to everyone, especially the person who's doing the cold calling.
Exactly. It's nuts. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you find our content valuable, and we really do appreciate your support. If you haven't already, please zip on over to our YouTube channel and hit the subscribe button.
And your comments and suggestions help us to create the type of content you're here for. Hitting the like button on your favorite episodes helps us to support our channel's algorithm and gauge your interest in future shows.
We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.